This is Akashvani, the news shed by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today visited the northeastern states of Mizoram, Manipur and Assam to launch multiple development projects. These included a new rail line connecting the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, to the Indian Railway network for the first time. Addressing a public meeting in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path to peace to fulfill their dreams.
मुझे संतोष है कि हाल ही में हिल्स और वैली में अलग अलग ग्रुप के साथ समझौतों के लिए बातचीत की शुरुआत हुई है। मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें, अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं, मैं आपके साथ हूं।
Later in Imphal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Government has been continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur. Mr. Modi also met internally displaced persons taking shelter at different relief camps in valley districts today at Imphal. He also inaugurated multiple projects including new civil secretariat, new police headquarters, Manipur Bhavans, ITCEZ building, women markets, road projects, hostel, Eklavya model residential school and other infrastructure development projects worth Rs. 1,200 crore. The Prime Minister virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. The projects are related to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy and sports among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and the Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tribute to Bhupen Hazarika at a centenary celebration in Guwahati this evening. He called Hazarika a symbol of unity and national integration. PM Modi said Hazarika's music united people across India and guided them. He also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of Hazarika in 21 languages. In Myanmar, at least 19 high school students were killed and more than 20 others injured in a military airstrike at two private boarding schools in Chau Tau Township in the western Rakhine state. The attack, according to the Arakan Army and relief agencies, struck late at night yesterday when students were sleeping. The two schools targeted were Pinyar Pan Khin High School and Amin Thit High School. Both are private institutions with many students boarding on site. In Nepal, President Ramchandra Paudel has appealed to all parties to cooperate to successfully conduct the House of Representatives elections scheduled for 5th of March 2026. President Paudel urged all parties to make good use of the opportunity gained with careful planning to satisfy the public and to conduct the elections scheduled for the date while maintaining composure. Issuing a statement today, President Ramchandra Paudel emphasized that after great efforts in the extremely difficult circumstances of the country, a peaceful solution has emerged. The constitution has survived, the parliamentary system has survived, and the Federal Democratic Republic is intact. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sushila Karki today visited the National Trauma Center and the Civil Service Hospital in Meen Bhavan to take stock of the youths who were injured during the recent Gen Z demonstrations. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has said that Viksit Bharat Young Dialogue Leader is a true example of youth-led democracy turning vision into voice and voice into impact. Addressing the press conference on Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, the minister said that this is the only platform where young Indians can not only share their ideas but can also present it to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. In Hong Kong Open Super 500 Badminton Tournament, India's ace badminton player Lakshya Sen has entered the final of men's singles. He defeated Taiwan's Chou Tian Chen 23-21, 22-20 in the semi-final. Lakshya Sen will now meet Chinese Li Shifang in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.